Good morning, friends. Our groups on duty today are Italy 3 and Croatia. We're going to read our first excerpt. Bala Sulam says, "You lack nothing but to go out to a field that the Lord has blessed and collect all those flaccid organs that have drooped from your soul and join them into a single body." Italy 3, please.
Domanda per un workshop attivo. Come assembliamo la nostra?
A question for an active workshop.
Ripeto, come?
How do we assemble our shattered soul in order to be as one man in one heart? Again, how do we assemble our shattered soul in order to be as one man in one heart?
את הנשמה אנחנו בונים.
The soul, we build by making room for one another. By nullifying before one another in order to receive the quality of bestowal, the quality of love, to enable the light to flow through us to the whole world, Kli, and to the whole world. Exactly, for us to come nullified, to be as one man in one heart, with a lack, a common lack for the Creator, for the quality of bestowal, in a common prayer for one another all throughout the lesson. Constantly work on this, constantly effort in this, constantly ask for it. And not leave this thought and prayer again and again, knock on this door and truly resist as much as possible. The thoughts that resist and try to deviate us from this all the time. How? By prayer. Yes, I join the friends as we have one goal, one direction, one effort. So we nullify before one another, we care for one another. That's how we lower the ego between us and begin to feel equals, something special. And we get a common desire. This is how we work every day. We bring our shattered soul.
As every morning we go to the field and we collect the organs that have drooped from our soul, that's the attitude that of friends, love of friends, prayer for the friends, self-annulment, all those means that we exercise every day. And that's how we advance.
We need to assemble our shattered soul, which means that I need to be with the attitude of love towards you, because the shattered soul is in me. You're corrected and united and connected. And the drooped souls, there's the attitude I have towards others. So how do we assemble this together through disclosed love towards friends, through the importance of the goal and through praying to the Creator for Him to make us in one heart? David.
To demand partnership with the Creator in this business of building the common heart. So He holds the last action. We just need to want this partnership.
Yes, it's always our only work. None else besides Him. There's one source to everything and one goal towards which we advance. That exact same goal of assembling the shattered soul. And with such an attitude, it's clear that He wants to work with us so that we need to nullify, connect, and help the friends rise above their egos.
If we don't think of each other, there's no chance. We have to think about the 10, pray for each other, that we will be given the force to overcome the ego and truly ask for a common deficiency for Him to always maintain this prayer in the 10, one for each other.
Just now, in these moments when we're going through the preparation, we will establish our thoughts and stabilize this place that we want to be in, where we are, and begin to build this common prayer to be as one man in one heart.
Move on to the second part, second excerpt from Rabash. Those people agreed to unite into a single group that engages in love of friends is that each of them feels that they have one desire that can unite all their views so as to receive the strength of love of others. There's a famous maxim by our sages, as their faces differ, their views differ. Thus, those who agreed among them to unite into a group understood that there isn't such a great distance between them, in the sense that they recognize the necessity to work in love of others. Therefore, each of them will be able to make concessions in favor of the others, and they can unite around that.
Workshop, each friend invoking the friends the necessity of love of others.
Love of friends is our goal, actually. And the prayer for it becomes a responsibility, and it becomes the most important thing in life, and it becomes necessary. And a constant effort to bring us to our common goal, to our common kli.
Yes, friends, we will now start exactly the right time to be in this prayer that we need to constantly build and demand from the Creator. I would say more demand than ask, to really do it forcefully, that every thought that comes, we will demand from the Creator to love the friends after all, and be with them as one man and one heart. And if we demand together, then he listens. David.
We are making efforts, and we woke up in the morning now. We intend to sit here the whole lesson, yes? We must build an intention upon this action, to build our life in this deed. And here we simply need to understand how all the parts of the soul, of our soul, how much this projection is helpful and important to build the intention within the spark of each of our souls. That's why we need to think about each other and truly pray and not accept it as a given, that's another lesson that we came to and it's all here, but rather to ask and think and not receive it as something that is nothing. Make this effort, make this greatness out of it. Guys, we are together. We can do it.
Rav said this week that he does everything he can. I speak, you want me to sing, I'll sing, you want me to dance, I'll dance. Whatever you want. And so, in order to inspire the friends, in order to inspire spiritual progress, and to show the importance of building our soul as the only thing in our life. So, that's what we want as Rav's students.
Preghiera della decina. Creatore, grazie per averci scelto.
Prayer from the ten. Creator, thank you for choosing us to serve as a conduit of the message of love to all of humanity and to be your loyal servants. Let us have the strength to defeat the evil inclination every day and be able to turn all our deficiencies to you, and so that we will once again become as one man in one heart. Amen.